Right, another chiddush is upareya eschayvoy. Who are then if Reuven owes somebody money, Shimon is allowed to come now and pay up that person that he owes. Reuven owes Yehuda $100. Shimon, that has a neder, is not allowed to give any enjoyment at all to Reuven, is allowed to go to this third person, Yehuda, and pay up Reuven's chayv. We'll soon see why. L'chur is giving him enjoyment. L'chur has a tremendous enjoyment. No, somebody goes and pays up your chayv. It's a end of enjoyment. Better than that. You want me to save $100? A pleasure. Guy pays up your debts. Who are then in the case that Reuven lost an Aveda, lost something? The halacha is that this guy Shimon now, even though he has Nisa Neder, he's not allowed to give any enjoyment back to Reuven, he's allowed to give him back his Aveda. Right? Giving back an Aveda is not called giving him enjoyment. Because Lamais, it's his own, it's Reuven's own property. I'm just giving it back to you, it's not called I'm giving you something new. So therefore, that's muta. But let's say in a case when a person that has to work hard to return the Aveda, usually the person pays for that, then we say, Tipla no lehegdish. Then we say that money that you're supposed to get, you have to throw, you have to give it to Hegdish. Because that's taka also Isra Hanoa. Trashiv Mokhav Zretan Schar Ra Turech Hashvasa. When you have to, it's hard work to return the Aveda, if you get paid for that, Tipos Rashi on Yosa Yaschar lehegdish. This money that you get paid from, in other words, Reuven has to pay you. Because if Reuven doesn't pay you, then he's gaining on the deal. But what do you do with this money? You have to give the money to Hegdish. Because here we're talking about a case that both have the Yisr, one can't have the enjoyment one from the other. So therefore, the one that he has to pay, the Taschar Tircha. Because if he doesn't pay it, he'll gain on the deal. But the other one can't receive it, so he has to give it to Hegdish. That's what it says, the Mishnah in the Dorim. So Mar explains it now. I understand the first case, that even though these two people, Reuven and Shimon, they're also to have any enjoyment one from the other, one is not allowed to give the other one enjoyment, still we say if one wants to, he's allowed to pay the shekel, the machzor shekel for the other one. Why? I tell you, mitzvah covered, because he's doing a mitzvah. Trashi Kloima, mitzvah b'yalma covered, he's only doing a mitzvah. It's not called I'm giving you hano, it's not called. Now that I pay for you, your machzor shekel, it's not called I gave you money. It's called I'm doing a mitzvah for you. Shim lo shokel olov, lo hifse klum, sheyesh lo chelek bekabonis. Because even if I wouldn't have given a machzor shekel for you, lamaisa, the kabonis that they bring, it's not the pshat that's only brought the korban tzibur for the people that gave money for the machzor shekel. No. Everybody's supposed to give it. But the Maisa now, when Bezdin goes and brings a Korban Tzibur every day, the Korban HaTomid, Havadid's brought the Maisa for the Okla Yisrael. So therefore this person, even if he wouldn't have paid the Machzor Shekel, he still would have received like a Schus in the Korban Tzibur. So the Maisa, because you paid my Shekel, I didn't have any direct Hanor. The only direct Hanor I have is that a Mitzvah was done for me. Mitzvah Salav Lehenes Nitna. That's not called enjoyment one to the other, the fact that I did a Mitzvah for you. And a proof is like this, the Tanam would learn like this. By the Machzor Shekel, Tormin al Ovid, vi al Agovui, vi al Osid Ligvois, that we collect the Truma for the Machzor Shekel for the person that lost his Machzor Shekel. Vi al Agovui means for people that are going to collect it. That collected it already, but it didn't get to the Beis HaMikdash yet. Vi al Osid Ligvois, because for the people that will eventually play. So Rashi does not torment as a lishcha b'sholish kupis. When they used to bring the machzor shekel, they put into a special room the lishcha, and then they would take three baskets and make truma. I mean, takes three baskets full of this, full of the money. So it says when Bezdin made the truma, they took it all of it. That means af al misha sholach shikle v'yavod. If somebody sent the shekel, but it got lost and never received it yet, still Bezdin now has him in mind. V'yalagovui, if people that collected it. But Shadayin Legiyakana didn't reach Yerushalayim yet. Still now when they make the Truma, they have him in mind also. And also, V'yalosad Ligvois. V'yafuidu loy Nigva, they didn't collect yet, Liyacha Mikan. Yesh lechelik b'truma v'kabonis. Still, even a person that like never will pay the Machzor Shekel, still Bezdin now has him in mind. And he has a portion in the Korban Tzibur. Elo shechisa mitzvah. He's only missing that he did not do the complete mitzvah of giving a Machzor Shekel. So nimsa schar ha mitzvah ala noisein. Therefore, the schar ha mitzvah is upon the one that gives it. So Therefore, the one that's giving the money, the pshat is he's doing a mitzvah. So it's not called I'm giving the other person hanor. Fakir, the other person doesn't have any enjoyment better. It's not paying a master shekel for Reuven. It's not the pshat like Reuven did the mitzvah. Shimon did the mitzvah. So it's like his own reward. Therefore, it's not called Shimon is giving hanor to Reuven. That's good. Also, even though Shimon has nisa neder, he's not allowed to give any enjoyment to Reuven. Still, if Reuven loses something, Shimon is allowed to return it to him. Why not me? Mitzvah covered. It's not called I'm giving you any enjoyment. I'm returning something that you lost. It was yours. You lost your hat, and I'm returning it to you. It's not called I'm giving you anything new. Just that Shimon now, by returning your hat, is doing a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Asher Basaveda. So therefore, it's not called that Shimon is giving any enjoyment to Reuven. So far, these two halachas are good, where even though there's nis and neder, one to the other, he's allowed to pay up the machzor shekel for him, or he's allowed to return his aveda. Ela, but the middle case is a pella. Ela, pereya lo yeschayvai. It says if Reuven owes somebody $100, Shimon is allowed to go now and pay up that person. Shimon's allowed to pay the $100 for Reuven and give it to the malva, give it to Yehuda. That's what it says. That's a kasha. Why? He's saving him money. L'chura Shimon now is saving Reuven $100. Like this, Reuven owes Yehuda $100. Reuven's going to have to take out of his pocket $100 and pay Yehuda. So what does Shimon do now? Shimon goes fast and pays up Yehuda $100. So Shimon is saving Reuven $100. It's like Reuven is gaining $100 because of Shimon. So why is that mutter? They're mutter hanor here. Shimon is not allowed to give any enjoyment to Reuven. Reuven can't receive any enjoyment from Shimon. Here, Reuven is called enjoying, is receiving enjoyment from Shimon. So why is the mutter? So Rashi Mishtar Shilei means Mavichai. I'm making a gain for you. I'm letting you gain $100. So why is the mutter? So this the Gemara says Amar Rav Ishia Hamani Chonanhi. That Mishnah in the Durham goes according to Chonan. That Chonan says, Vayasa now Mishnah over here, the Omar Ibed Es Moisov. In such a case, if I pay money for you, so the Pshat is, I'm like really losing my money. In other words, you don't have to pay me back anymore. If you want, you don't have to pay me back. If I go and pay up your loan, you borrowed $100 from somebody, and I'm nice to you now, and I go to that person and say, here's the $100 he owes you. So according to Chanan, I have no right to go back to you and ask you for the money back. That's the case of the Mishnah. If somebody was nice, right, to your wife, and fed your wife when the husband went away, and now when the husband comes back, this man says, give me back the money I spent on your wife. Chanan says, nothing doing. I didn't ask you to give me the money. You gave it on your own. It's like a present, right? You can't get it back from me. So therefore, according to Chanan, it's not called like I gave you a gain. Not called the money came from me. What I did was found I paid up the third person. But it's not called like if the pshat is that I have a right to go to you and say, you have to pay me back the money now. And I say, nothing doing, keep the money. That's called I'm giving you $100. But over here, since when I pay up the money, I can't ask you to pay it back for me. So since I can't ask you to pay it back for me, it's not called like I'm giving you enjoyment. Rashi says, Chonani, this mission in the Durham goes like Chonan, the Yomar Ibed Moisov, Zeshe Pinishas Eshes Chaveroi, if somebody supports his friend's wife, Finiskav and the Shem Halvor, he had in mind to pay her, like to lend her the money, and he had in mind that the husband should pay it back later. Still, Chonan says, nothing doing, the husband doesn't have to pay it back. And the person can't come to the husband and say, listen, I paid up your loan, pay me. Nothing doing. So we're here also. V'hu adinami l'chol chayv sholov. V'yomad chaveru paroi. If somebody paid up your loan, v'zeh loyom aloy halveni, and I didn't ask you to pay it up for me, is ain't a chayv l'klum, I don't owe you anything. V'chivon di l'paro l'shem alvo. Lav alvohi. Since if he paid up the money l'shem alvo, it's not called money. Is kiboranam l'shem mechila. Lav mi diyavle. Even though now I'm paying up the money, and I have in mind now not to ask the money back from you, so really I want to do you a favor and pay you off the money, still it's not called the money is coming from me to you. Since if I wanted to ask you for the money, I can't ask the money back from you, so therefore it's not called like there's a chayv, like I owe you, like I you owe me the money. So since you do not owe me the money back, that I free you from paying it, it's not called I gave you enjoyment. So that's Pshat, this mission in the Dharma goes according to Chanan. For Rav Amar, Rav says no. Even if you want to say that mission the Dorim goes according to Rabbanim, I'll tell you Hocher the Mayaskinon Shelovu Amanas Shelo Lefroya. Here we're talking about a case where when Reuven borrowed money, he lent money Amanas. He had a good malva there. He borrowed the money on a tanai that I don't have to pay it back to you. Guy did him a favor. Like, I'll give you money if you want to pay me back. Okay. If you don't want to pay me back, not to pay me back. Good how far? That's the case we're talking about. Shalov al-manah shalov al-froya. He borrowed the money, he didn't have to pay it back. So therefore, now that the Shimon goes and pays back your havor, it's not cool that Shimon gave you the money. It's not cool like you would have lost the money anyway, because you didn't have to pay it back. So since you didn't have to pay it back, it's not cool like Shimon is giving you again. So therefore, even according to the Rabbanin of our Mishnah, that Mishnah Dharm is good. It's more said like this now. It's good Rav is less teretz. Did not like Rav Oishia's teretz, it goes according to Chanan, to Mukum Lok Rabbanin. Because Rav would rather say that Stam Mishnah Dharm goes according to our Rabbanin. Like usually we paskin like the Rabbanin. So it's better to say the Stam Mishnah in the Dharm goes like our Rabbanin over here. Therefore, it's good Rav is teretz that Mishnah Dharm that says Shimon is allowed to pay up Reuven's chayiv is where Reuven did not have an obligation to pay it up. He wasn't mechuyiv to pay back the money. Therefore, when Shimon pays back the money for him, it's not called like Shimon gave him $100. Ela Rav Oishia, but according to Rav Oishia, my time aloyama karava. Why did Rav Oishia have to answer that the Mishnah in the Dorim goes like Chonan, like a Yochid? Why didn't he rather say this teretz of Rava that even according to the Rabbonin, which is type of a loan, that he did not have to pay back? Is all Malach Rav Oishia? Rav Oishia says like this: Nehi diyano leslay. No, that terrace like yours is not a good terrace, even though he doesn't have any real enjoyment from it. In other words, Reuven borrowed money from somebody, and he doesn't have an obligation to pay it back. He borrowed the money like a free, like, come on, I have free loan. If you want to, pay me back. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Now Shimon, the one that's not allowed to give Reuven any enjoyment, wanted to pay back that chayv. So you want to tell me, it's not considered that Shimon gave any direct enjoyment to Reuven, because Reuven didn't have such a gain from you. Because if Reuven wanted to, he didn't have to pay it back anyway. But I call upon him, ki sufa mi lesle. But didn't you save him embarrassment? Like Lamaisa, it's pretty embarrassing borrowing money and not paying it back. So if Reuven, true, did not have to pay it back. But if Reuven wouldn't have paid it back, he would have always been embarrassed from that person. That the person gave me a free money. Now that Shimon went and paid up the chay for you, you're not going to have any embarrassment. So the churuf and isser hanot neder, that should also be yasser. It's called that Shimon is giving you enjoyment. Shimon is giving you Reuven enjoyment that you're not going to be embarrassed. That's also also by mudar hano. So Mar says hasam nami istle hano bi hano demichsev minay. Here also the pshat is you have this hano. From you have this enjoyment that you're not going to be embarrassed like this. Whenever Reuven meets up the person that lent him the money, he'll always be embarrassed from him. But now that Shimon went and paid back the money for you, you're not going to be embarrassed. So therefore, Rav Oishia didn't like Rav's teretz. Rav Oishia, this is also by Yemudar Hano. Therefore, Rav Oishia's only teretz was that Mishnah Nedarim goes according to Chana. So to Mishnah. So far we said what Chanan said, the three halakhas that Chanan said. Now, so we had the two things that Chanan said. Chanan said two halakhas, and then the Mishnah said that Adman said seven things. What are the seven halakhas that Adman said that the Chum argue on him? So Adman Omer Shiva. One halakha is, Mishemes, if a husband dies, V'niach Bonim Abonis, leaves over boys and girls, is Bizman Shenachosim Rubim, if he leaves over a lot of money, a lot of property. So halakhas like this then. Habonim Yorshim. That the bonim, the boys, that like midiraisa, they yarsh and they take over the property. And we have bonus nizoinus, there's a tanaik suba, that the girls have a right to be fed from his property. So since there's plenty of property there, the yisoimim, the boys, have to feed their sisters. What about the v'nechosim muwatim? Let's say the husband only left over one property, that's only barely enough to support the girls to give them the mizoinus. But if the boys will take it, there'll be no money for the girls. So in such a case, the halacha is habonas yizainu, that midrabon and the tanai is the girls have a right to use that property to be fed from. V'habonim yasval apsachim, and the boys, they have to go around and beg and collect money to live on. And that's what the Chum say. On this, Admon says no. Bishvil shani zocher of sarati. Admon says nothing doing. The boys have right to say, because we're a zocher or a boy, we lose out. We don't lose out. Soon see what he means to say. And Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Roy Anias Divri Admon. Gamliel says also, he likes what Admon says. In a case with a small amount of property of Ada, the boys are still yashin it. And in such a case, the girls lose out. So Mar says, now my karma, what kind of smar is this? Omer Rabbi Yochikoma. What Admon means is like this, the boys can say, Vishvil shani zocha, since I'm a boy, for royal asik batur, and I like could use the money more, because when I have the money, I'll be able to learn Torah better. If sadati, that's a svara I should lose out. Sadman says in svara, if there's only enough money left over for the Yerusha, the bonim, the boys should get the money better. They'll use the money to learn Torah better, and let the girls go and bother themselves to make a panosa to collect money. Omele Rob Rob said, if so, man the yasik batur, who the yaris? You want to tell me, Yisro, that only a boy that learns Torah gets the Yerusha of his father, mandalo yasek v'tero lo yaris, but a boy that does not learn Torah doesn't get the Yerusha? In other words, he held that Admon's Torah is like this. Elohim Rob, Rob says like this, Hochikoma. This is what Admon meant to say, that the boys have a right to complain, b'shvil shani zochor, v'royuli yarish b'nechosim merubim, that since like midiraisa, the locher is when a father dies, all the property goes to the boys. The girls get nothing with your Isa. So you're telling me now, when there's a lot of property, I do have a right to yashin it. So you want to tell me in Svara now, if Sarati b'dechasim otim, that because there's only a small amount of property, and you have to give it to the girls, we should lose out? And that was Admon Svara. Like, why? Since with your Isa, they have a right to be yashin, they're complaining, we still want to have the Yerusha. So that's Admon's taina. Rakopon and the was like the chomim, that this is what the Kornos chomim, that the girls have a right to get the mezonos, and the boys have to collect money for themselves. All right, we'll stop here.